Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Radio! Yeah, Monstrous Radio, take over Tuesday. Hey, you know what it is. You know how we do it around here on a Tuesday night. Tonight's the only night where we allow you, the listener, the caller, the author, the actor, the musician, no matter what you do, tonight's the only night where we allow you to call in and take over our show. We do have a hot interview for you guys tonight by an artist by the name of Brandon Trevon. He did an interview with us in the past, so he's no stranger to the show. So definitely tune in, check out what he's got going on. But for now, we're going to get into some request music, some hot new music, upcover music. Check it out, y'all. This is it Bonnie Billionaire? All right, that's what it do. So check it out. This is called Band. Monstrous Radio, online radio with the roar, where the underground artists are above ground making quakes. And the upcomers are all up to me. All up. Look, I can't even say it right. It is what it is. The Act Takeover Tuesday starts right about now.
We just love some fans.
We open the line,
so we just love some fans, love some fans. And all my friends, now this ain't pretend. Niggas call for grand, but we don't understand. Can't comprehend it, well I'm sorry. I don't mean to hurt your feelings when I pull up in Ferrari. Oh, we just blow some fans, love some fans. And all my friends, now this ain't pretend. Niggas call for grand, but we don't understand. Can't comprehend it, well I'm sorry. I don't mean to hurt your feelings when I pull up in Ferrari. Oh, we just blow some fans.
All I ever want is to get money and get laid. I might give your ass a flex, but my cheddar don't delay. I rock MCM, hop in a Benz. I'm with my friends, they all attend. We blowin' Benz, we goin' in. I pop us in and roll again. Designer on my feet, platinum grinder for my weed. Everything I do on fleek, I'm a Puerto Rican freak. Hold up, Ponte de Rodillas, I don't even wanna see your face. Less is going down between my legs, I need it either way. Flexin' on my exes, now my bread is big as Texas. All these niggas get rejection, Bonnie harder than erections. Haters living lies, it seems they feel they gotta write the front. So every day I grind, I mean I feel I gotta write the
front. We just blow some fans, blow some fans. And all my friends, friends ain't pretend. Niggas cost a grand, but they don't understand. Can't comprehend it, well I'm sorry. I don't mean to hurt your feelings when I pull up in Ferrari. Oh, we just blow some fans, blow some fans. And all my friends, friends ain't pretend. Niggas cost a grand, but they don't understand. Can't comprehend it, well I'm sorry. I don't mean to hurt your feelings when I pull up in Ferrari. Oh, we just love some fans.
I don't mean to brag or boast, we going up, no Adderalls. I just came up, I had a show. Detonate, I had to blow. Fake ass hoe, you had to go. Sneaky and irrational. Don't ever come around me unless you really felt that action though. Talking shit behind my back, all they do is call me fat. Same bitch try to holler at my homie, never called you back.
some fans, drop the pin. All my friends, all my brothers, they pretend. They just cost a grand. Oh, they don't understand and comprehend it. Well, I'm sorry, I don't mean to hurt your feelings. When I pull up in Ferrari, oh, we just blow some fans.
Ostentação, palavra que eu gosto de ouvir. Say it to your toes when you're cooking breakfast. Pacific Ocean at the backyard looking sexy.
Man, I forgot to turn my mic on. Oh.
Come once, lifetime, out you. Never broke place up, don't forget y'all had that. Come on. Feel like Janet Jackson said it's all for you. Never chop, put a navigation when I'm looking for I'll be right back, I'm on autopilot for the week.
Safety, yeah. Tell me what the security is. Moving up the bigger paper, man.
Tell me, is it impossible to do these drugs and fall in love?
I'm a deep pressure. I'm a deep pressure.
At the backyard looking sexy. Straight shot Cardi, not don't let y'all dreams go to waste. I be right back on my autopilot for the week. Hold up. Bad, bad, but you looking better every week.
I'm a deep pressure. I'm a deep pressure.
Too long, but I need
Okay.
Hey, Monsters Radio. It's me, Katya from Germany.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Ashanti. Yeah, pay attention to the X Squad DJs. You heard? Braveheart.
Ain't this a bitch? We having technical difficulties. Can y'all hear me out there? Hello? Hello? Hello?
I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Jazzy, can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Hello?
No,
okay, we ain't closing. We ain't turning nobody mic off no more. Jazzy might got to stay up on mute. I don't know. We going to figure it out. But I ain't putting nobody else mic on mute, so you'll have to put yourself on mute, you monsters, because I don't know what's going on. There ain't no storms. But, yeah, something's going on with the internet here in the Twin Cities, and it's making me a little monstrous. You did. So how you doing? It's unbelievable, seeing that I'm having an unbelievable time over here in the wrong way. The wrong way.
I am fabulous. The wrong way. Oh, I'm fabulous today.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay, okay. So, yeah, you know, hopefully we'll get rid of all these little issues and stuff before Brandon Tavon comes over here and does this interview with us. I'm really anxious about it because he's done some things in the past that's been really great for, like, the kids and the community. He does, like, things to help other artists. He's doing big things himself just as a personal artist. He was in a series of a bunch of shows down at the Poorhouse not too long ago. So this guy's doing a lot of great things, and he's putting on for the Twin Cities. You know what I mean? Some people are just putting on for the Twin Cities. Not only is he putting on, he's putting the Twin Cities on. That's what I should be saying. But yeah, I'm kind of anxious for you guys to meet him, get to know him, and, you know what I mean, pick his brain just a little bit if we can get these technical difficulties right. Uh-oh. You still there? Uh-oh.
I'm still here. I'm still here.
Okay, there we go.
Hello?
There we go. You're trying to make me feel like I'm alone.
I'm still here. You're not alone. Do you want us to hang up and call back in, though, for see if Jazzy can get on?
Hold on. Let's see if I can get her line going again here in a second. Ms. Seldom seems trying to get on as well. Y'all know who y'all is because you'll hear that boop. So you know you're on. Jazzy, we got you yet?
No.
No, still not yet. Yeah, and looks like we got Miss Seldom Seen over here. Her line is doing the same thing. Let me see if I hang up on these people, if it'll do right. Okay, hopefully she'll call back. Jazzy, you hang up and try to call right back, and we'll see what we get. Hopefully it adjusts itself. I think it's just my system, personally. But we're going to figure this out, for sure. For sure. So, all right, let me shut down some of these programs. You know, we're trying to do a thing now here where I'm trying to get the video stuff up. Okay, let's see if this is Miss Seldom Seen, see if she'll work. Hello,
yeah.
Can you hear us?
Hi. Yeah.
How you doing?
Hello. I'm good.
Hello?
I'm good. I think can you hear me?
Like Verizon,
yeah,
I can hear you now.
Okay, I think we having technical difficulties because it's a storm that's getting ready to hit St. Cloud right now. So it's possible that it could be affecting the Twin Cities. But I just got disconnected. I'm like, okay, that was awkward. Hi, I'm Michelle.
Actually, I hung up on you. for somehow the system's locked up, and I think that storm has to do with it. A lot of people be like, sometimes it's not messed up in my area, but if there's a heavy storm somewhere, there's a satellite, it can mess with us. We just had Jazzy, she dropped off again. Oh, wait, looks like that might have been Brandon Tavon. All right, well, right now is when his interview's supposed to start, so hopefully he'll call back here in just a hot second. Let's see if we got Jazzy over here yet. Jazzy B, is that you? Hello, Atlanta? ATL? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
No.
She must not got Verizon.
No.
I'm just saying. No. Oops.
It is.
So
we got a nasty storm coming up this way, though. Nasty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got a storm coming up all day. We got one coming up today and tomorrow.
Oh, well, man, I've been working so hard today, I didn't get to see all that. So, okay, well, what's the weather going to be like? Give us one of them urban weather report, ladies, and let y'all know what's going on.
It's blacker than a well digger's a-hole in St. Cloud.
Oh, my goodness.
My bad.
You and your old school metaphors. But check it out. Hold on. Let's see if we can get, I think this might be Brandon Tavon. Hold on. Let's see if we can get him over here. Get him while the getting is good. Brandon Tavon, is that you, bro? Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Woo, we got him, y'all. That's what's up. That's what's up, bro. Apparently,
what's good,
we're having some issues with the big storms coming and everything, but we got you real good. So, all right, that's what's up, bro. Welcome to Monsters Radio Live Takeover Tuesday. I should say, welcome back to Monsters Radio Live. You're like family around here. If you people out here, y'all don't know, thinking that we just doing an interview with this dude, like we just met him, no. He's done multiple interviews here. He's actually been to a Monsters Radio Live event, showed up, did his R&B, and killed the whole house. I'm talking about in a good way. You dig? I'm talking about brought the whole house down. So that's what's up. That's a little introduction to this dude right here, Brandon Tavon. Go ahead, bruh. Say hello to the monsters, Jazzy B. I don't know if she can really hear us. We got Sound Unseen. We got Miss Unbelievable. Go ahead and interject yourself into the show, bruh.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. It's nice to talk to y'all. I see and I hear that there's a storm coming. So I hope y'all don't get hit by it. Hope y'all don't get hit by it. Y'all safe?
St. Cloud is about to get hit with it first. So it's actually moving y'all's way.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope you safe. You safe?
Yes, I am. Thank you for asking. I'm at home and I'm getting ready to go to do my second job and eat while I'm talking to y'all.
I feel that. Well, that's good to hear. But I'm proud of you, so it's a pleasure.
She's not rude. She's just
it's the truth. She's hungry, so she got to eat.
Yeah.
Thank you. I guess if our guest gives you a pass, you get a pass today. We'll fight about it later. I'll probably lose. So if y'all see me with stitches, y'all know how it went down. But all right, bro, tell the people how to connect with your social media and stuff.
Well, people can get a hold of me. It's real easy. Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook is Brandon Tavon Me all together. It's real easy. One-stop shop, Brandon Tavon Me. Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Also, people can sign up for my email list. So I have incredible things coming up. So I send out email blasts all the time. And so they can just connect with me there. They can learn about different shows, the upcoming EP project Inside Out that's coming, and as well as new singles that I'll be putting out there as well. So Brandon Tavon,
okay,
me.
That's what's up.
Connect with me.
Right. There y'all go. Make sure you interact on his page. You dig and let him know you heard him on Monsters Radio Live Takeover Tuesday. So, all right, bro, you know how we do it around here. For all the new people that's joined our radio network as listeners since the last time you've been here, you know how we do it. We try to help people connect with the artist himself, you know, so people can get to know you just a little bit. We got a couple questions for you. So just let the people know, who is Brandon Tavon outside of the music business? You know, are you a cashier? Are you a sibling? A good guy, a bad guy, a player? Who is Brandon Tavon? Outside of
me. Well, Brandon Tavon, I'm real. I'm real. I'm a good guy with bad guy tendencies. If that makes sense.
I'm gonna need you to elaborate on that.
I am a good guy in the sense of what a good guy is. I have bad guy tendencies, meaning that I don't play any games. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. So a lot of people don't, they take that sometimes as being like, oh, I don't like that. Well, I mean, if I feel some type of way, I'm going to tell you. You won't hear about it nowhere else. It's going to come out of my mouth.
Bam.
So I guess people can call that a bad guy tendency, but I mean, hey, it is what it is. But no, I'm funny. I'm a singer songwriter and I act as well. I also arrange a lot of my music. I arrange, and I love melodies. I love music. I'm a music lover. I love music. I love music of yesterday and I love music of today. That's something that I hold dear, near and dear. I'm big on mentoring the youth and making sure that they straight and making sure that we can teach them things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the stuff about me. Like, that's who I am at heart, you know? Church boy, too, you know?
Wait, now we got a conflict of interest.
No, it's not. Because who said church boys can't be real?
Right?
No. Okay, I didn't say that church boys couldn't be real, but you're... Okay, so maybe I should ask this first. So in your songs, are you keeping it like 100 all the way across? You're not talking about some getting it in and nothing else? Or you are talking about getting it in?
No, I'm not talking about getting it in. I'm speaking about.
I'm talking about.
I am a person who speak on life experiences. That's what I talk about. Life experiences. The song that you guys are going to listen to tonight is called "Ghetto Life," and "Ghetto Life," that is what I kind of explain it as. That is a anybody who has ever had any inquiry about the ghetto. That is a welcoming statement for people that have not experienced the ghetto. For the ones who have lived through the ghetto, it's kind of something I wanted to create an anthem for them. And it was also a musical tribute to my cousin Phil, who actually was murdered this year. And I wanted to bring life to those experiences. Like, ghetto life is a way to bridge the gap, to bring people together, but it's also to keep it 100 and to, so you can hear, you can visualize the story. You know, ghetto life is about being at the bottom, but working your way up and not staying there. So building, we have to build one another up. So that's what I'm about.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people all the time that I will consider myself as a person as the voice of the unheard. I will say the things that people are thinking and stand for those who don't have a voice to say the things that they want to say.
Okay. That's what's up. Sorry about your cousin passing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
What's the next question?
So who is your biggest influence? Like, what influenced you to start your music, and what influences from back in the day did you get, and what's your inspiration?
Okay, all right, y'all gonna have to come into my creative mind. Some people may find this funny, but this is what I say. If R. Kelly and Mary J. Blige procreated and had a baby, but she cheated on him with Dave Hollister, I'm the baby in the love triangle, and Gerald LaVert and Whitney Houston serves as my godparents. Though that's my musical family. The reason why I say that is because Mary J. Blige, she was the type of person, well, she helped raise me growing up. That's all I heard. My mama was addicted to Mary J. Blige. And when she performs or when she says things, she lays her heart and soul out for you. And she bears it all. That's why she would be a musical mom. R. Kelly being my dad, my musical dad, because there's nothing that man can't do. He's a musical genius. Writing, producing, singing, just everything about him, he stands. He is the ish in my book. Dave Hollister to me was like the ghetto psalmist. He was that person who I didn't even know what he was saying growing up. That's the thing. I didn't even know what he was talking about. But I was like, yo, the way he, baby mama, that song. He made that sound like church. He will make things mm-hmm. sound like church, but he was talking about street stuff. And I was too young to even understand, but I was singing the song to the girl like I knew what I was talking about. But it was the way he sang it. Like, to me, Gerald LaVert is and will always be the first initial teddy bear. He did everything. He would dance. He would sing. He was like the male Patti LaBelle to me. Like, he would roll around the ground. He'll dance. He'll sweat. And he'll sing. Like, he was the showmanship as a big dude. Like, I feel like as far as music history, you had Heavy D, who did that for, like, the rapping, hip-hop culture. And then for the singing culture, that was all Gerald LaVert. Yes, you had Luther, but Luther was in another category. Gerald LaVert was gritty. He was, he gave you something. And as far as storytelling, I thought that as far as female vocalists go, Whitney was the one who she could tell the story. She was the narrator. And that's why she would be like, those would be the godparents of me, because she could sing the phone book and you understand what every business stood for after she was done singing, because she was a narrator. She was a storyteller in her voice. I mean, and then I love the new stuff. I mean, I love music. Like, anything that, I love music that makes me feel something. Doesn't matter what it is. I can listen to country. There may be a time that I'll sit down and I'll listen to opera to relax, because I like the melodic sound of the operatic notes. And then,
so you like Beethoven and Bach and those type of guys?
Mm-hmm.
Mozart?
I mean, yeah, because the storyline that, like, you can feel the music. Classical music is the step of music. Like, everything is generated from classical music.
Okay.
When you're talking music.
Do you like opera?
Yep. Lucino Pavarotti is probably the best tenor that I've ever heard in my life.
That's the guy. And if I'm remembering correctly, yes. He had one of the best voices that will actually grab your attention. So I agree with that one.
And then Frank Sinatra was another tenor. He wasn't opera, but his was just like...
Yeah, no.
As a kid, I was a little kid, like, growing up in the hood, and those are the things that I kept as a secret. I didn't let nobody know that I listened to things like that, but I did. Like, the Rat Pack, I would listen to them, and I'm like, oh, man. Like, who is this dude? Like, you know, like, those are my things, you know. But like I said, I know about all types of music. I feel as though to be the best artist you can be, you have to know about everything. If you can know about today, you have to know about what came yesterday. Or you have to know about favorite singers. You have to know about your favorite singer. So if I love R. Kelly, the reason why I love R. Kelly is because I had to listen to Stevie Wonder and Sam Cooke to know who R. Kelly is. You know, to love Usher, I had to listen to R. Kelly and Aaron Hall and all them. You know, so
I'm hearing what you're saying, and considering you are in the Twin Cities, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, and I'm hearing what you're saying, and considering the fact that we are in the state with the purple man, Mr. Mr. Prince Roger Nelson, may he rest in heaven. It's kind of like funny that you didn't throw him in there, because Prince is part of all of that, even though, you know, that's just my opinion. He's like part of all of that. If it wasn't for him, some sounds wouldn't be there. Because
true.
I think some of the artists that you named off, they copied off of him a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, with the musicianship goes to Prince. Prince was when you're talking musician and sounds and musicality, Prince gets it all day. But I was saying, as a vocalist, me as a vocalist, those are my go-to. Prince as an all-around entertainer and musician, he would be in that category.
Okay.
He would be in that category for sure, because his musicality is off the charts. Like, I mean, there was not an instrument that he could not play. And that's something that will never be forgotten. You know, that would never be forgotten. Then the way that he performed was electrifying. Like, this dude was, what, 4'2"? And the stuff that he did, he was like, wait a minute. He worked the entire stage and then some. And then he got back and said, okay, what you got for me? And I was just like, wait, what did he just do? That was Prince. Prince was a fire. A fire. He was like a ball of fire to me.
And when I met him, me and that man stood eye to eye. So he was 5'4" and 3/4".
Okay.
Anyway, okay, I'm sorry.
Well, hey,
I'm sorry, y'all.
Go ahead. Yeah, you're trying to turn it to you and Prince.
No, I'm not. Stop bullying.
Let's go ahead and check in with one of his tracks right quick. One of Brandon Tavon's tracks. This is his track, Ghetto Life. So go ahead, set the track up right quick so these people can hear exactly what your vocals are capable of right here tonight on Takeover Tuesday.
All right, well, right now I want to introduce you to my latest song, Ghetto Life. Hope you like it.
Okay, we're going to need a hot second while the system catches up due to this storm. Oh, my God.
I was like,
was that an animation pause?
Yep.
Right.
That was. That's the intermission.
Intermission pause.
Somebody should have popped in all by itself while we're talking. Just to go, bam. So, all right, bro. So, before your song jumps in on us, go ahead and tell the people again, because I want them to wake up tomorrow just like, okay, I already know where to get it, where to find this dude at. Tell them again how they can find you on social media. And which one are you on the most and you communicate with people? You know what?
I'm actually on
the... Stop. We're just going to listen.
I'm
gonna let the music play, bro. We'll get to that. All right. Yeah.
On the corner, it's all I remember, chilling with my loved one. Don't be around talking about your mama, killing with a dozen. Hide and go sick, running down the street, slap boxing with my cousin. Playing in the sun. Boys on the corner clocking work, cops coming, and then they run. This is who I am and where I love. Welcome to the ghetto. I'm loving my ghetto. The neighbors in the yard. So many memories that I can think back on. Like mama yelling at me to be in before the street lights were on. 'Cause I was running around town, getting in trouble at the mall. Getting my butt beat safely when I did something wrong. This is who I am and where I love. Welcome to
flaws. Keep your head up above the ground. Till the brothers and sisters locked up, we will hold you down. Pouring out a little bit until we lift up the ones we have buried now.
Hold on, just know that you can make it. Where you going? Where you going? Where you going?
Yeah, Monsters Radio Live. Brandon Trevon with an underground artist above ground making quakes. This is what it do. So let me see if these lines open again. Jazzy, can you hear us by any chance? No. He told Miss Unbelievable. Yes. Well, I'm gonna say her government name. Okay. All right, let's see if we can get Brandon Trevon back on right quick. Yep. I got is that you, Jazzy?
Yeah.
No. Jazzy, okay. Hi, Jazzy B.
Okay. Now we have to wait for Brandon to get back on. Oh, no, it's all right. We know we got some storms going on up here. So, some of the system is not working. There we go. Now we got him back. All right, there he is.
All right.
So, all right, now we got it. What I should have did was so everybody put their cell phone mute, get in, and we should have just did it that way. Live radio in a storm. Everybody, you know how it works in the rain. I'm really digging that track, and I love how heartfelt it is. I mean, what made you decide to go that way with that track? Because I know listening to that beat itself, you could have went a whole nother way with that. You did. You could have did an R. Kelly, Gerald LaVert type thing. I mean, what made you go that route with it?
I like the grittiness of it. I love the grittiness of the instrumentation and the production. And I don't know, when I write, I don't have a mindset. I just let it move me and go from there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just started thinking of all types of things. And I wanted to, the way I write songs, I want to have people just close their eyes and envision something. So I started thinking about me, I started thinking about the family, I started thinking about other people's families, I started thinking about other things, and I just started writing from there. And I felt like, you know, if I'm going to tell the story of the ghetto, then I want to make sure that I touch on every base, but I didn't want it to be a sad, drawn-out song. I wanted it to be more so a celebratory thing. I wanted it to be, I'm celebrating it, I'm touching on the issues, but also letting people know that you can come up out of it too. You don't have to stay where you're at. So that's all I wanted to touch on each thing and make it into a story within 4 minutes. You know? So that's what made me.
Yeah.
That's how the ghetto life came. So.
Okay.
I was just thinking about a lot of stuff. So that's the presentation. It's an anthem. That's what I wanted, and it came out the way that I wanted it to. It was the anthem. I seen it as an anthem, because when you went, if you've been to one ghetto, you've been to them all. And I wanted it to be something where it can be an anthem for, so they can be like, yeah, this for us. And then for the people who have not experienced, like I said, this is a welcome, like welcome. It ain't always what you hear, you know, because this is what I remember. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I know what you may see, but this is what I remember. This is how it went down for me. And other people can say the same thing, like, yeah, I remember that house right down the block, you know?
Right.
It's like a reminisce type thing. So, yeah, that's what it was.
Okay. So we'll see how the ladies feel about it. Ladies, you want to give some comments or about the track or, you know, ask another question?
To me, it had like a Dave Hollister feel when he did the Ghetto album, and it kind of like when he was talking about his family and different things he was experiencing. So I can see how David Hollister, you know, I can see how he influenced you in that. Like, it had that type of feel for me. So that was tight.
Thank you.
And now, hey, Brandon, and hold on. I don't know if you want to expose the part about, you know, the other vibe you've gotten. You know, you talk to these people and everything and things like that. I think that's kind of big, bro. But still, I want to see how Jazzy feels about it first. I want that, let that marinate with y'all a little bit. Hopefully, he'll drop that knowledge on y'all. But, Jazzy, you got a question or a comment about the track?
I don't have a question, but I was digging the track. I think it was dope.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Okay. That's what's up. She's from Atlanta. She's in ATL, so that's a little ATL endorsement. So, do you want to tell them a little bit about, the little story behind it, or, you know, we just going to keep it rocking?
Well, no, the story behind it, like I said, there's a musical tribute to my cousin who passed. Thinking about, because he's from Southside, Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
And I started thinking about the family in Chicago and the family that got here. It was just more so a tribute of that. And like I said, the story for Ghetto Life, it's a welcoming thing. It's a welcome statement for the people who may not have experienced something like that, and it's a celebratory anthem for the ones who are in it. And I wanted to let the people know, like, okay, you may be in it, you can celebrate yourself, but now it's building yourself up, how to get out and grow and you know, to shine. Like, it's to shed light, to shine light on situations. And also for the ones who are locked up, let them know, like, you know, keep your head up, you know, we'll hold you down. The ones that have passed, you know, that's why the bridge is saying pouring out a little liquor for the ones that we've buried now. It's you know, to the soldiers who stand up for us, you know, it's all in one. It tells one big story. That's what Ghetto Life is.
Okay. So, you know, before we get into what can people expect from you when they come to see you perform, things like that, what's your tour date? Tell us about, you said something earlier about, you know, there's an EP that's coming up that you've been working on or something like that. What's the scoop on that, bro?
So I got an EP coming. It's called Inside Out. And I'm looking forward to it coming sometime late summer. In between time, I'll be putting out different songs to help with promotion of that. So I have a new song that'll be coming soon called Brand New Day. And also I'll be performing at the Rondo Days, and we are setting up some things throughout the summer. And as I told people before, you can hit me up on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Brandon Trevon Me, all one word. Just send me a holler, add me, I'll add you back. Also, if you guys would like to sign up for my email list, you can send me your emails and I'll add you to my list, and then that'll also give you more updates on appearances, performances, anything that I got coming. I do contests sometimes for my, I call them my Brandon family. That's my supporters, the Brandon family. All my Brandon family. So I do little contests and things like that, and I have contests that are set up to go later on towards the summer so they can get prizes and things like that, sign up for the list, do a pre-order, things like that we're setting up for late in the summer.
That's hot. I like that. I definitely got to sign up a couple times. I'm just saying, bro, the emails. So, what can people expect from the album? I mean, you know, you got dance tracks on there. Are they going to be ballads, mostly inspirational?
Inside Out, it's going to be, you got some mainstream joints on there. It's going to be some gritty hip-hop R&B tracks on there. I play around with different things on there. That's why it's called Inside Out. The main score for the project is we as people can never... We can't do for others unless we do for ourselves. And you can't love someone or something if you don't have love for yourself. So love inside out has to come from within as a whole in order to give it out. So that's what to expect inside out.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, hey, I'm definitely, it definitely got me interested and want to hear it and see what it's all about.
Yeah, it's coming.
So All right, bro, so you did say something about some Rondo Days performances coming up, so tell us about that.
Yeah.
What's up with the performance dates, and what can people expect when they come to see you perform live on stage? I mean, you got a band,
you know,
backup
what?
Dancers, hammer pants, cameo cup.
I got me and the band are talking right now. We're setting things up right now for Rondo Days, July 15th. And I can't wait because it'll be the first. Because I took some time. Because I used to perform on a regular. Took some time to relax to finish up the project. So this will be the first performance in a while. And so I'm gonna have a band, the background singers, all the whole nine. It's about to go down. It's gonna be. Mm. You can expect high energy, a place to have a good time. I love to. Bring people together, like even people that would never be in the same vicinity. I love to bring people together and they pay attention to the show, like for one thing, they're coming to see Brandon Trevon kill it, and that's what you're gonna expect at Rondo.
Okay. So you got other dates coming up for performances, or you want them just to go to your website or your pages? And they can find out all that information when they sign up for the email list.
Yeah, when they sign up for the email list, they'll get everything will be sent to them. And then also on my social media, it's constantly promoted. So they'll get the scoop. All they have to do is just hit me up, and we can connect. I like talking to people. I think face-to-face, direct contact is better than not knowing who the people that support you are. So I think it's important. So just hit me up. Like I said, Brandon Trevon, me on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
There it is. Okay. Well, I got one last question for you, bro. Then I'll see if somebody's got something for you. Then we'll go ahead and wrap it up. You did say something about acting. You in some movies coming up. Did you do some plays? I mean, what's the scoop with the acting?
I have a few auditions coming up. I can't talk about too many of the things, but it's an audition for a movie role, and then the other audition is for a stage play. So I can't talk about it too much. I want to make sure that I'm focused on these auditions, and I'll keep people posted when the time come around. But I got two things going on with that. So I'm trying to score for this commercial that I found the information about, so I'm trying to score for that. So we'll see. I'm excited for that. So, yeah, that's what's coming up for that.
Okay. That's what's up. Glad to hear it, bro. Glad to hear you still on top of your game and doing all the things that you do. Because I enjoy every time that I get to see you perform. I'm a big supporter, as you know. You know this, bro. So, ladies, you guys got any last questions or, anything else you guys want to ask Brandon Trevon before, we wrap it up?
What artist would you like to do a collaboration with?
Local or major?
Doesn't matter. That's the limit.
I want to say both.
Okay. Let's see. Let's do locally first. I would say in Minnesota, I would love to do something with Scooter Boy.
Dope.
I would love to do something with Cheyenne Janae. Asia Divine.
Dope.
Let's see. I'm trying to think who else. Let's see. Remedy. And there's a lot. There's a whole bunch. Deborah Chantel. She goes by Songbird now.
Oh, okay. Yep.
There's a lot.
Songbird.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot. Nationally, Chance the Rapper. I would love to do something with BJ the Chicago Kid. Yeah, BJ the Chicago Kid is dope to me. That one dude, I don't know his name, but I just need to come through. That guy. Send me. Yeah. I want to do something with him. Yes. I just need you to come through. That's I need to do something with him. Like he's dope.
Yes.
I love
oh, that,
that
would be hot.
Dude.
That would be hot. That, yeah.
That dude. And then
that's
7th Streeter. Huh?
So
I forgot it now. I don't know. I'm
okay,
bad with names.
Might not be.
Yeah,
okay.
And then there's another guy. He had the song Frustrated.
Frustrated over you. Frustrated. I'm a fool.
That guy. He's dope. I don't know names, but that guy, the one who made Frustrated, and 7th Streeter. 7th Streeter and Kalani. That would be dope. That would be dope.
Right, right.
I would love to write something for Bruno Mars, too.
Ooh.
I would love to write something.
Because
I write. So I would love to do that. Like, yeah. Oh, and I forgot. I got to do a song with Ashley, my homegirl, Ashley DeBose.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's my wish list. And it will happen. So I'm just putting myself in the right position so those things shall happen.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, hey, I know there's a big production company coming out. They're doing a big thing with a label. Hopefully you can write something for them. They're about to put out Miss Unbelievable. She sings a mean flute only on Tuesdays. But I'm telling you, bro, her new flute album
okay.
is about to come out 2018. If you can write a little for her. It would be great.
All right.
Oh,
okay. Ooh, we got jokes. Oh, okay. He could write that and watch me sing the Hello Kitty out that fruit song. Okay. Yes. There we go. Make it unbelievable.
That is crazy. That's funny.
Oh, snap. So, Brandon. You got any last words, anything you want to put out there, any shout-outs, you know what I mean, anything exclusive you want to let us know, like maybe you got gout in one leg, I don't know.
I just want to say, I just want to say thank you to everybody who took the time out to listen in, to tune in. Get your copy of Ghetto Life if you haven't already. And just continue to support. I thank you for the love, the prayers, everything. So you will be seeing me, more of me. So pray, get ready.
Okay.
It's happening.
All right. So, all right, bro. Yeah, make
all
sure
right.
I get all the videos, the flyers and stuff like that. And make sure, post them inside the group, the Monsters Radio group, and I'll make sure they get on the page on the Rep My City TV, Elite Sway, the Monsters. New Facebook page, and I'll get them on the monstersradio.com page.
Okay.
Bro, you know, you're always welcome around here. You're like family around here now. You know what I mean? I'm about to file for you on my taxes. It is. Yeah, it is. But, so, all right, bro. Yeah. It's always a pleasure. So, all right, I'll let the ladies
sure.
say,
thanks
go ahead and say their last words and good night, and then, we'll go ahead and wrap it up.
All right.
Ladies.
Mind this, love, try something different, embrace your fears, and walk in your destiny.
Hey, I accept that. Thank you.
That's what's up. Any last words over there, Jazz? Miss ATL, Georgia. But she must have
you
over there, Mark.
Georgia, what the fuck?
My bad.
Hello. Hear me. We can.
Man, I'm up here.
the fuck do you mean? What are you talking about?
We can't hear you, Jazzy. We can't hear you. Sorry.
I'm sorry. It is not my fault. It is not my fault.
Then I won't tell you you're cutting in and out either. I won't tell you that, but God bless you.
I know, I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to say it. Just put the stick down, Jazzy. Put the stick down. We got you.
We love you. We love you. God bless.
Right. So I think we got like a couple minutes left. So I on the way up out of there, I'm gonna play his track again. Hey, like I said, you know how to connect with him. If you didn't hear it, you can always listen to the archive 24/7, 365. Just get your pen together, write it down, and then like, comment, or share the link right after work. That's the only cost that we ask of you. So all right, check it out again. This is his track. It's called Ghetto Life, Monstrous Radio, live, Takeover Tuesday. See Monster and the Monstars. It's unbelievable. And Jazzy B, as I try to get some time as this thing stalls before it starts to play again. Oh, man. Live radio. Only on live radio, I swear. Oh, I swear. So, how y'all doing? It is what it is. This is embarrassing. I swear it is. This is embarrassing. So, all right, can everyone to mess up? We're going to do it like this. Remember, y'all, don't drink and drive, not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need you for the race tomorrow. Wet Wednesday. Wednesday. Peace. Look, now it won't even let me hang up. Oh, my God.
What happened?
They won't let me. They wanted me to do nothing. Yeah,
that's what's
going to
happen.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
Just cold thinking.
I just closed
tonight.
The whole
thing. Just so. Oh.
Yeah. Push. Don't say nothing. Act like we went off. That's horrible. Oh,
we're off.
Yeah.
No. Oh, poor thing.
No, not yet. I know.
Not yet. That storm must be really hitting the towers.
Oof. Bad. Okay, well, at least let me go back to this right here. Oops, that's what the system told me. Oops. All right.
What?
We went off the air. Goodbye, y'all. Good night.
Good night.
Click.